NJ court decision on National Gambling Helpline dispute postponed once again. The ongoing legal dispute over the operation of the National Gambling Helpline 1-800-GAMBLER has once again been delayed. The Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, CCGNJ, announced on Friday. The ruling, which was originally expected on September 3, has now been rescheduled for September 22. This marks the second postponement in a case that has drawn attention from both state and national organizations focused on responsible gambling and addiction services. No specifics were provided for the new postponement. The dispute centers on a contract between the CCGNJ and the National Council on Problem Gambling, NCPG, regarding oversight and management of the helpline. In July, a Mercer County Superior Court judge issued a temporary restraining order, and the upcoming decision is set to determine the standing of that order. The CCGNJ has argued that the restraining order ensures the helpline continues operating under its traditional management until the court resolves the conflict. The 1-800-GAMBLER helpline is one of the most recognizable tools available for individuals struggling with problem gambling. Both organizations have stressed that regardless of the court's decision, the helpline itself will continue to operate. The central issue is not its existence, but which body has authority over its operations and how calls to the number are managed. The two sides entered into a contract in June 2022 that appeared to extend for 6 years. However, the NCPG has said the agreement contained an option to renew after 3 years, creating ambiguity over its exact length and terms. This disagreement has since escalated into a legal confrontation over control, vision, and operational practices. Unable to reach an accord. According to the NCPG, the CCGNJ has refused to honor the contract and is attempting to change the terms of the arrangement. The national body has described itself as the steward of the 1-800-GAMBLER brand, which has gained nationwide recognition in recent years as problem gambling resources have expanded. The CCGNJ, which has operated the helpline for more than 4 decades, has sought to maintain greater oversight and has accused the NCPG of allowing callers to be disconnected without adequate assistance. CCGNJ Executive Director Luis Del Orbe has emphasized that the organization is fully capable of running the helpline independently, noting that it has been in operation since 1983. He has stated that the organization's priority is ensuring that callers receive meaningful assistance beyond what they could find online. According to Del Orbe, not all calls have been answered by a live person under the current system, and the CCGNJ is pushing for a guarantee that every caller receives immediate human interaction. The CCGNJ has asked that no state be disconnected from the 1-800-GAMBLER number and that live operators handle all calls. The organization argues that providing callers with real-time conversations and connections to local resources is critical to the helpline's mission. This stance contrasts with the NCPG's broader national approach, which seeks to unify helpline services across states under a single system. As the dispute continues, both organizations maintain that they are committed to supporting problem gamblers and ensuring the helpline remains available nationwide.